We just heard about the Supreme Court gun case, which could have a profound implications on the rights of gun owners in this country. And 12 states have legislation up for debate about the rights of people to carry weapons on campus at public universities. This week in Oklahoma, a group of presidents from the state's 25 public colleges passed a resolution opposing a proposed state law that would allow concealed handguns on campus. While there are those that believe guns make campuses more dangerous, a group called Students for Concealed Carry on Campus insists that extending gun rights to college campuses would make them safer. To hear more about the SCCC, we called up their Midwest Regional Director, Stephen Feltoon. He's also campus leader for the organization at Miami University of Ohio. Now, currently, you are a gun owner?
Yes, I am.
Why do you own a gun, Stephen?
Well, at first I purchased it for recreation, and now I own it for defense.
Now, in your state, where can you take your gun?
I can take a firearm anywhere that's not a college campus, any liquor-serving establishment, anywhere, any private business where there's a no-guns-allowed sign. It's usually easier if I just list places where I can. Banks, some restaurants, movie theaters, shopping malls.
And do you often take your gun with you?
You know, that's the beauty of concealed carry, is you're never going to know unless I absolutely need it.
Tell folks when SCCC formed.
SCCC formed in the wake of the Virginia Tech shooting. I believe it started that day. It's not a couple days after.
Was it just sort of a grassroots thing, or how did
Absolutely.
You hear about it?
I heard about it through another gun rights group that I'm a member of on through Facebook, and it just sounded like a good idea to me, and I signed on immediately.
Why did that sound like a good idea to you?
I believe that my rights to self-defense were being infringed on college campuses, and I felt that, you know, especially in the days following Virginia Tech, that college campuses were vulnerable, and I didn't want to be defenseless.
What do you think might have happened differently at VTech if students had been allowed to carry their weapons on campus?
Well, certainly one possibility is that if one armed student or professor in the right place at the right time could have taken out the shooter before anyone else got hurt, or at least, you know, vastly limiting the casualty.
Do you understand why VTech would seem like an example for people who hold the completely opposite view that you have?
Absolutely. But ironically enough, Virginia Tech is where we have one of our largest and strongest chapters of Students for Concealed Carry on campus.
How many people are involved in your group?
Nationally?
Yeah.
More than 22,000.
And that's in 1 year?
Mm-hmm. And we've doubled in the past month.
In the past month? What do you think's happened in the past month?
Well, the Northern Illinois shooting definitely opened up a lot of people's eyes and made them realize the same thing that I did, and that's, you know, college campuses aren't as safe as the administrators would have us believe.
What do you see as the function of your group? I mean, do you have meetings, or is this about working on this issue for people like you who want to have access to guns on campus to be able to do so?
Yeah, we're trying to push state legislatures or schools, individual universities, to change their laws and policies to allow law-abiding citizens to bring their guns on campus, just the same as when they carry into malls or banks or movie theaters.
So let me get into some of the details about the people who would be able to bring guns on campuses if the legislation works your way. Would they still have to adhere to the state's rules? I mean, would they still have to be 21 and have all the right licensing and permits, et cetera?
Absolutely. You know, the people we're fighting for already have their licenses and already carry. We're just asking that they be allowed to carry in one more location.
A lot of the arguments on your website, it's laid out really nicely, and they're very similar to arguments made by most gun advocates, some of the ones you've made today, personal rights, safety, maybe even cultural. I'm curious about one difference that maybe you've thought about, is if you have somebody who's on campus living, and they're a gun owner, and they're living next door to you, and you're not a gun owner, you really didn't have that choice. That's something that is different about campus life versus real life. You don't always get to choose where you live and who's in your dorm.
Well, you're half right. You know, at least at Miami, they're able to make reasonable housing requests. But let me give you a better example. In all public universities of Utah, where you're allowed to bring a concealed handgun on campuses and where your university can't say no, they also allow it in residence halls, and they have something specifically written into their legislation that says that if that universities, you know, must take steps to ensure the comfort of their students and honor housing requests if they are uncomfortable about living with a gun owner. Now, that's if your roommate is a licensee. I don't know about neighbor.
You believe people on college campuses should have the same rights to gun ownership as others, yeah?
Yeah.
But aren't college campuses just inherently different than the real world? So much other stuff goes on college campuses. Kids party more than they ever would when they get to be grown-ups. They find themselves in situations. They experiment. They are trying to figure out who they are. It's not exactly the same as the real world, so why should the rules be the same?
You know, I beg to differ that it's all that different. You know, being a recent graduate, I do work two jobs, and I'm seeing the same stresses, the same amount of alcohol to an extent.
I'll just say being a little bit older, it is a little bit different, but
right. I mean, you know,
just from my experience, it's been different.
Yeah. I mean, most of the binge drinking that you see goes on when you're underage and therefore too young to carry a gun anyway.
Tell us about the empty holster protest that you have planned around the anniversary of the Virginia Tech shootings.
It is a week-long protest starting the week of April 21st, and pretty much students across the country, we have almost 3,000 pledged to participate right now, are encouraged to wear an empty holster on campus to symbolize the fact that when they reach campus, either by state law or school policy, they're reduced to merely an empty holster.
Stephen Feltoon is the Midwest Regional Director for SCCC, Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. Stephen, thanks for being on the Bryant Park Project.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up on the BPP, Will V. Bill, Will Leach, Bill Wolf, two sports fan, one gets to choose. Gets to choose, prove, quien es más correcto when it comes to picking the basketball brackets. That's next on the BPP from NPR News.